Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Go back to those cold sounds and keep my advent to yourself, because it's nothing I don't like. Is it a crisis or a boring change when it's central, so essential? It has a nice ring when you laugh at the low life opinions, and they're coming to the chorus now. I keep my address.
Crack, crack, crack. dark-sided, hiding, waiting while you're misguided. Missile hits the center of the storm. Windows close when we have a world to see. Leave the perilous free. Leave that girl, the pinkest shade of green. We have a world to see.
For a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours, playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 112 of the program. And it is a show favorites out, so welcome to the show tonight. Yeah, just in playing music, practicing my on-air DJ skills. good to be here. Traffic and weather, it is blustery. It's very blustery out there right now. We're getting a chance of rain overnight. It's going to be chilly tomorrow, only going up to about 287. And then, yeah, staying cool through the weekend. Not like last weekend. That was really beautiful weather we had. But we're in a more unsettled pattern out here at West right now. Really good news for the fires. The fires from last year that started up again around... Well, Fort McMurray for sure, and then what's the name of it? Fort St. John, I think, on the BC side in the piece. And both have gotten rain. I think Fort St. John got like 20 millimeters, and from what I've seen on the radar, Fort McMurray's gotten a couple rounds of it up there as well. So hopefully this year's a different year. You know, we don't have a lot of snowpack, but the way the patterns are working out, we are switching back to La Nina, so that is favorable for more precipitation in the Western Canadian provinces. In terms of where they had fires last year back east, they got rain. They totally got rain, especially Quebec and Ontario for the most part. Yeah, they're out of drought conditions there, so no repeat. But tonight is a repeat show. It's a show favorites episode, so I'll be playing good music for the most part. I think I'm saving the really good stuff for, I have a fifth year anniversary show coming up in the summer. I gotta do one more of these. I'm getting into my slow season. I got one more of these to do next month. It's the Midsummer New Music Spectacular. And then I guess it's after that. Yeah, that would be my anniversary show after that. School is empty, and it's the time of the year I start to play a few more repeats than I usually do. So tonight, this is not a repeat. Brand new show, 112. 110 is gone forever. I think there's been a problem with our archiving, so that show is going to be gone forever. It will never appear on the archives. If you do want to check out older episodes or specifically new music episodes, 111 isn't up yet, but 109's there, and it can be found at the website, cgsf.ca. /content/home-burnaby-rock is where you find it, or just go through the tabs. But yeah, it's a long weekend. I just found out I managed to weasel out of work tomorrow, and I don't have to work all weekend, which is, this time of year, it's like a mini vacation, and I'm very, very excited. I don't even have to make radio this weekend, so like I don't have to work on that one for a while. So that's good. So it's really nice to have some free time. Yeah, I was going to talk about that. I got to kill some time because there's some songs on this list I don't want to play. I'm pretty much stuck with what I got. Oh, traffic. Before I go, just quick traffic. It's not bad out there. It's actually, for a Friday of a long weekend, it's not bad at all. It is slow leaving town, mainly around 264 and then through Abbotsford, but it's really not that bad. North Shore Bridge is not a huge problem today. Just coming off the North Shore is trouble as usual, but it's not bad. East-West Connector, I think since they did the capacity improvements on the Alex Fraser, I think the East-West Connector's gotten worse as a result of that. And then obviously northbound through the tunnel, but it's pretty normal traffic. It's just not a lot of crazy volume. Even the borders didn't look bad. But yeah, check an official source. Like, seriously, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just looking at Google. So yeah, I should keep music. That's what I should definitely be doing right now. Oh, there's sports. There's lots of sports this weekend. Canucks, how about that? That was a very, very important win. I think for all of us, we would have liked to see them go up 3-1. That was a gutsy effort. Very gutsy. And yeah, I'm liking the team. Like, I don't watch hockey anymore like I used to. But right now, it seems like a good time to be watching the Vancouver Canucks, that's for sure. I really like Zadorov. I like that guy. I think he's a great defender. Very, very good. So they're playing tomorrow. I think it's an earlier start, thank goodness. I've been, like, taking naps. I'm an early person. I've been taking naps and watching the Canucks games. I'm still not getting enough sleep. But they're playing tomorrow. They're in Edmonton. I think they're going to get smoked. I'm sorry, but I think they're going to get smoked tomorrow. I think there's going to be a Game 7. Edmonton still got it. They still have some fire in them. They're not defeated yet. So this next win is going to be the toughest one yet. But I think the Canucks overall, I love what he had to say to the media about what he told the team in between the games. Like, just, you know, this is, like, wake up. You know, you're in the second round of the playoffs. Like, start playing. And they definitely did. It was a great effort from about 5 minutes to go in the first all the way through the second period and pulled it out in the third. So good for them. And then basketball tomorrow. I think must watch has got to be Denver, Minnesota. Just watching Jokic the other night. And then they lost by 45 points yesterday. Just crazy. But yeah, again, great sports. Music, that's what you're here for, my goodness. So I'm going to play more music. And if I can find it, there it is. So drop this in here, live radio. Good times, more music, CJSF.
By design.